What's good with it?
You still in L.A. Thug?
Yeah, I'm still out here, man.
JQ said you was going to come pick us up, but you never came.
Look, man, I hit y'all up. Y'all was gone by the time I got to that club.
Yeah, he did come. He was pimping. He came. He stuck to his word, but we was already moving around with some tenders.
Okay. JQ didn't tell me that part. I was like, man.
Slim Thugs, the word on the street is that you're trying to get a certain basketball player to come to the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, man. Actually, somebody on Twitter hit me up, and they was like, hey, man, why don't you go and do a little pitch out to, Dwight Howard, get him to come to Houston or whatever. So I had got his Twitter from him, and I just started shooting little, pitches at him, man, giving him good reasons he should be in the H instead of out here in L.A.
For the people who may not know Slim Thug, of some of the reasons that you gave, because you're starting to cause quite a controversy with this list among the sports people of the sports industry about the way that you're trying to bring Howard into the city. Can you tell some of the good people here in H-Town some of the fine things we have here in Houston that, you're trying to swoon him here with?
Well, really, I'm going to always do stuff my way, man. So, I know the Rockets, said what they had to say. So I had to just give them, the other side of it. Like, I'm sure, like I see most basketball players when they come to the city, I had to let them know about Dreams Houston. Let them know we got some of the finest strippers, in the whole America. And that was a big reason he needed to be moving to Houston. Also, I look at things, I always deal with things in the real way. And I heard he got a lot of baby mamas, I also have a few baby mamas. So, just in case he ain't over that in his life, the child support is way cheaper in Houston versus L.A., You can actually talk on the phone and text in Houston. L.A. is crazy, man. You can't. It's like an $800 ticket if the police catch you on the phone out here, man, while you driving. So it's just different stuff like that, man.
Slim, are you serious? Were you serious about these tweets, or is this the comedic side of Slim Thug?
I was just really. It was just me. Like I'm always gonna be. I was just playing around, but at the same time, everything I did say was real. I was letting them know about after I'm sure JQ them, I don't know, after this weekend, you see how it's different out here. Like I said, a bottle of rosé in Houston is $250 max. But out here, I went to Greystone Sunday night. I ended up spending $1,600 on a bottle, man.
Yeah, you said you wish you hadn't have did that, too, after you spent that money.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I found out the hard way, because when I got down there, I'd been saving up the money, and I had put some escrow on my black card, so I go in the club and say, I'm going to buy me about 2-3 bottles. So I started off with one bottle. The woman said $1,100. I said, I'll get four with that. She said, no,
that's
one. I said, don't cork that bottle then. Hold on.
That's exactly what I was saying, man. I just, ran that by him, too, man. It's a lot cheaper. The ball in Houston, man, than it is out here, man. It's crazy, man. So I was just, joking around mainly, but at the same time, everything was real.
So those are the reasons why Dwight Howard should come to the Houston Rockets.
You got the whole list, don't you?
Yeah, I got the list. I mean, Slim ran through the list. He got it. He said everything. He said the major points to try to get him here. Now, there's some special dances that I know you mentioned on here, too. Are those the
car? I don't want to know them.
Are those the car blocks? That's the best we got to offer right there. That's the top of the top right there, Slim.
Name them, Hatter.
I see.
Name them.
I am
Malia Michelle.
Malia Michelle. I heard of her
before. She the truth.
She the truth. Yeah. Mercedes Moore.
You could catch her in that new Zero and Slim Thug video. She's pretty bad.
Okay.
Nice chick.
Miracle Watt.
Oh, yeah.
Miracle. She's everywhere now. She blew up.
Yeah.
Is it Lyra Galore or Lyra Galore?
Lyra
Galore. She nice?
She's old.
Yeah.
I met her. She a good tender, too.
Oh, yeah?
She's
like bad?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, who about I Am Treasure P?
Yeah, Treasure P fine, too. She ride with Miracle.
Okay, yeah. Nice. Miss Model Kiki.
Woo.
Yeah, another fine one.
Just celebrated a birthday not too long ago.
Yeah.
Is this one Victor Rose?
Yeah.
Victoria Rose.
Yeah,
Victoria
Rose. She knew the dream.
She looked good.
Chick.
Okay, and I look like Max Biatch.
No. That's Kirko X.
Oh, man, put his business out there then, Slim. You know we're live right now. We're live, Slim. We're live, Slim. We're live, Slim.
He's going to go crazy, too. Like, yeah, but they nice, man. I ain't going to lie, man. They some nice. Houston got a lot of beautiful strippers. I ain't going to lie, man. And, you know, that's another good reason they need to be out here. Everything closed at 2 out here, man. I ain't a lot of DJs don't be turned up like our DJs. They can't do it like, you know, JQ and Rodgers. It'd be the vibe don't be just turned up. Like, I don't know if everybody think they too cool out here or something, but I ain't gonna lie, Houston got them on the club scene.
Yeah, I found that out when I DJed Kendrick Party. Compare everybody when I got off, everybody was like, man, you need to get back on. Where you from?
Right.
Like Houston. They like, you need to get back on.
So they don't turn it up like that.
They don't turn
it's
up like that.
It's different, man. It's different. It ain't like Houston.
All right, so it look like Dwight Howard don't be here after you done put in some of the highlights of the city there, Slim.
He need to, man. It's like, man, because I'm on the cool for real with him and, like, a few more pieces. Like I said, man, I think we could really, you know, compete, you know what I'm saying, and probably get it all the way with it, you know what I'm saying? Because I know we got a good team right now, but, you know, with them coming, it could be real good, man. Mm-hmm. I just want something to do in Houston. That's it.
Hey, Slim, I appreciate it, man, because I know you ain't went to sleep yet.
Yeah, man, you know, it don't stop, man, but I'm good, man. Appreciate y'all.
You about to go run that mountain?
Running?
Not yet, man. I'll lay back down for about 3 more hours, and then I get up and do it, man. You know I'm Herbalife. Hey, I'm going to be SOS in 2 months. I put down whatever. SOS, shirt out shape.
Yeah, all right.
And then as soon as I get through rehabbing that leg, this leg, we're going to have that rematch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you got to talk about the race. You got to talk about the race right quick. You killed
man.
That boy.
So I go out there, and, you know, I'm chilling, and then they call me out, you know, on the race or whatever, Keyati and JQ, like, I guess y'all be thinking I be lying when I say I run every day. I do this 3 miles at Memorial, and it's 100 degrees outside. I don't know. So I guess they tried me or whatever. Like, I dusted them.
Y'all let Slim Thug dust y'all, man.
It wasn't even close.
Oh, man. You embarrassing the show, JQ.
But JQ is swearing he's going to beat you in a rematch.
Whenever you read, whoever at 97.9 The Rock, man, look, I do this every day, man. I'm serious.
Can we put some money on a charity?
Yeah, well, we can do whatever, whoever. Any of y'all up there, interns, all that. Oh!
Slim, right. Man, you're coming across way too breezy now. Don't make me get in this race. Don't make me pull out my old school Nikes, man. Don't make me pull out my running Nikes, man.
I let my boy Milton Hustle Fit, man. He got me right, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. So whatever, I ain't scared.
All right, well, get your Nikes ready, son. I don't like the way you're talking right now, man. It's rubbing
I'm
me the wrong way, man. Rubbing me the wrong way. That's all I'm saying. Get
it's
ready. That's all I'm saying.
Man. It's an open invitation.
Okay, man. Okay. All right, I see how it's going to be. Slim, it's
I
all good.
I need time to train. How do let me know when you're ready.
You know what, Slim? Go back to sleep, man. We done with this conversation. I'm going to see you on the track field.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.